Gibi çekeceğiz. Gibi biraz nemlendir. Ayşanımız.
Thank you for calling the Bank of Cardiff. This is Dennis. How may I help you?
Hi, my name is Ken. I just received a letter on offer from you guys for some business loan. I just want to know the terms and conditions on that.
I'm sure, absolutely. I can look right into it for you. Do you happen to have the 16-digit reservation code on there by any chance?
It's 2311-0016-7134.
7134. Excellent. And this is for Allied Health Partner Incorporated?
Yeah, that's me.
Perfect. And let me just double check a little bit more information. Is the best number to reach at the 818-357-4015 number?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And were you the owner of the company?
Sorry, say that again?
Were you the actual owner of the company?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and what was your name? I didn't have your name in there.
Kurosh, K-O-R-U-S-H. Last name, I got two last names. J-A-L-A-L-I space F-A-R A-H-A-N-I.
A-H-A-N-I. Okay, so the first name is Joyesh. It's J-O-U-R-E-S-H. Jalali.
Kurush. K-O-R-U-S-H.
K, okay. K, not J. All right, perfect. And the number that you had given to me, that's your cell phone number, the 818-357-4015?
Yes, it is.
Okay, perfect. Just want to make sure I have that in case you got disconnected. So it looks like we have the company down at the 14659 Victory Boulevard, and that's in Van Nuys, California, 91411.
That's
excellent. Good. And perfect. Okay. Just want to verify that. So it looks like we did get a good reference on your business, and we've been able to pre-qualify you for either equipment financing or working capital, or a combination of both if that was something you wanted to look into. Was there anything specific that you had going on with the business that requiring any steps along that nature?
Equipment and refurbishing the pharmacy.
Okay, so looking to add some more equipment, and then you said refurbish some of the current equipment that you had?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, do you have a specific vendor that you go through for your equipment, or is it just a lot of different vendors, or is it kind of random?
No, it's a different vendor.
Okay, have you received any quotes recently from them?
Sorry, say that again?
Have you received any quotes from your vendors that you're working with for the equipment at this point?
No. I haven't talked to them yet.
Just want to make sure that you can get approved first. Okay, well, we can get an approval typically without a quote, but usually what we require for equipment, for example, we'd want to look at 3 months of your most recent business bank statements. A quote for the actual equipment so we get an idea of the cost, what type of equipment it is. We want to make sure that type of equipment that would actually pertain to your business and obviously help you guys out as well. And then just our application filled out. So it's a pretty seamless process, much faster than more of a traditional type bank. We definitely pride ourselves in being extremely fast on our approvals. Was there an amount that you had in mind that it would cost?
About 60 or 70 thousand. Yeah.
Okay, that's a decent amount then. And as far as terms go on that, looks like you did have a loan in the past last year actually with Vendlease Company. So with that type of loan, did it have a buyout at the end of the lease, or was it? Did you own the equipment right off the bat and you just had to pay for it? Do you recall the terms of that loan by any chance?
I don't understand your question. Can you say that again?
No, I was just trying to compare our loans to any sort of financing you may have done in the past. With the reference that we received from a loan that you took out last year, was Vendlease Company Incorporated. Was that
Yes.
A loan that was like maybe 2 to 5 years in length. Are you currently still paying on that loan, for example?
Oh, no, that is done. That was 14 months.
14 months. Okay, so it was a shorter term type loan. Okay.
Yeah.
Because we do have a shorter term.
Wendy's was two loans last year. One was for the Wendy's was for 9 months, and another one was for 14 months. Both of them have been paid off.
Okay. Good deal. So I wanted to just kind of go over what we have available. As far as the loan programs, we do have shorter-term working capital loans available as well, and we don't monitor the use of those funds. Mm-hmm. So were you looking for more of a longer-term type loan, like maybe 2 to 5 years, or would a shorter-term loan option be more ideal for you for the purchase?
I was thinking about the 3 years.
About 3 years? Okay, so a little bit more of a traditional type equipment loan then.
Yeah.
Okay, that is not a problem. As far as what we would need, like I said, I think in your case, just we'd want to look at least 3 months of business bank statements just to see the cash flow situation of the business currently. Any quote that you might have or quotes for the equipment, and then just our application. So it's pretty minimal what we ask for.
Not really. No. I think the equipment would be about $20,000, but I'm trying to expand the business a little bit more, buy some more stock and things like that.
Okay, so it would be a combination then of a working capital loan, a shorter-term working capital loan, and then equipment as well.
I would say more like a working capital,
Okay, and do you happen to know what your company made last year?
A credit line, even though if you guys, I don't know if you guys do credit line, just a credit line.
Well, loans are renewable. So what that would mean to you is that, once you're halfway paid into the loan, you'll be eligible for more funds at a lower cost in a longer term as well.
Okay.
So I think it would definitely work out for you. Do you know what your company made last year, the gross annual sales of your company last year?
We opened the door 1st of June, and gross, I think... I would say about, it was our first year, about 200, I would say 200, 250. It will be definitely more this year because, the whole situation has changed. I would guess about 600 this year.
About 600? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you should qualify for right in that ballpark, right around $60,000. We usually lend right around 10% of your annual sales on the shorter-term working capital loan, so we're going to be right in the ballpark of what you're looking for. So I think it's going to be a great fit for you guys. See, what I need to do at this point then is just a request from you. I think ideally we'd want to look at 6 months of business bank statements so we can do the working capital loan for you as well. Do you accept any credit card payments from your clients at all?
Yes, we do.
You do? Okay. And we'll want to look at 4 months of those just to kind of see how the cash flow looks on credit card processing, and then your most recent business tax return and our application.
The thing is, I don't have a statement for my credit card. Everything gets deposited into my account, but I can mark it which one is a credit card payment so you guys can see.
For now, it's not really necessary. If they do request it, I'll let you know, and we can cross that bridge when we get there. But I think 6 months of business bank statements would be fine at this point. And then, if they do request it, like I said, I'll go ahead and cross that bridge when we get there. But how would you like for us to get the application out to you?
I'm sorry, say that again?
How would you like for us to get the our application out to you
application. You want me to fill it and fax it to you? You want me to fill it and fax it to you?
Yes, but I'd also like to send you an email or either fax you what we need in writing for the actual approval, just so you have like a checklist. We will want to look at 6 months of business bank statements, your most recent tax return, and I'll go ahead and send you another application as well. Sometimes the one that they'd sent you doesn't work, depending on the type of loan that we qualify for.
The thing is, I don't want my email address to be sold to any other financing company. This is a strictly business email address, and I don't want like 100 other financing companies keep calling me.
Well, to my knowledge, we don't actually do that. We obviously want to retain our clients and keep ourselves in front of you, but no one else. So, but it's up to you if you prefer me to fax it. I mean, I prefer to email it to you just because it's, you know, a little bit faster and everything, so I can email it to you and I'll be your point of contact.
It's easy for me.
Okay. Well, what's your fax number?
It's 818-290-8466.
8466, okay. And I would like to keep your email on file just in case I can't get a hold of you. Is that okay? Are you still there, Koresh? Hello, Koresh. Hi, Koresh. It sounded like another number dialed and you may have switched over. Are you still there?
Sounds good. Do you hear me?
I can now. Yeah, you disappeared there for a second.
Okay. It's info@alliedhealthpharmacy.com.
Pharmacy.com. So info@alliedhealthpharmacy.com. All
right.
Let me
give
you my...
it to you right now. Email all those paperwork, but do not give it to any other financing company.
Okay, no, I'll actually be your point of contact here.
Because I know it came from you because no other financing company has got this email address. So I would be chasing you up if any other financing company emailed me.
Well, I'll be your point of contact here. I'll give you my direct number now, actually, if you'd like. Do you have a pen available?
What is it?
Sure. So my name is Dennis. And my direct number is 858-519. 519, actually.
519, okay.
So 858-519-5315.
Okay. And you didn't tell me what is your interest rate on your business loans.
You know, it's actually literally impossible for me to know until I get the approval. I mean, I can tell you that we have low rates, we have very good rates, and rates across the board everywhere are, you know, at an all-time low. So we'll look at several risk factors like time in business. I mean, on equipment, I've seen as low as... Sure, I mean, on equipment, I've seen as low as 3.7. I've seen as high as, you know, 18% for a newer startup company, for example. So it's really just all across the board, honestly.
They have been in business almost a year. They have been in business almost a year, so.
Okay, so you should qualify for, you know, all of our premier programs out there.
Okay.
But no, it should be a pretty seamless payment process for you to get the approval. I'll go ahead and fax to you our application, and I gave you my direct number. Do you think you'll be able to get everything over to me today, just out of curiosity?
Yeah, I don't think it should be a problem.
Okay, perfect. Well, I look forward to it. We'll go ahead and fax this to you guys right now.
Okay, great. Thank you, Dennis.
Right. Peace, Koresh. I look forward to it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Roy.
You too. Bye-bye.